Well, for all those folks who say there's just nothing to do in Iowa in the winter, have I got news for you? More importantly, does Jessica O'Reilly have news for you? Jessica is the Iowa Tourism Communications Manager, and we're going to talk a little bit about some of the fun you can have in Iowa during the winter season. Jessica, how are you today?
I'm great, and thank you. Yes, we are blessed with four seasons of travel here in Iowa, and winter does not mean you need to hibernate. There are plenty of things to do right here in our great state.
Absolutely. It's never fun just to run away from home when you have so many fun things to do here in the state of Iowa. In fact, Jessica, a lot of people really enjoy the winter weather here in Iowa, whether they're out doing some skiing or cross-country snowmobiling. They go out, they do some ice fishing. They do all kinds of things.
Yes. I mean, I think there is a set of people who prefer indoor activities. We have plenty of those. But then there are those people who really enjoy embracing the winter and getting out, and as like you said, exploring the cross-country ski tracks, snowshoeing, ice fishing, all those outdoor activities that you can only do in the winter, and we're blessed to be able to do them here.
Yeah, and as you well know, some communities actually kind of take to the winter season and really make some fun with it. You've got some events going on here across the state in the winter where people are really focusing on the fun you can have during the season.
You know, and I think we've seen a growth, actually, in these winter events. I think the community, you know, can't beat them, why not join them? And so are really embracing the winter weather and creating some events to get people outdoors and exploring and enjoying their state.
Yeah, talk about some of the things that are coming up here, especially here in the month of January. If folks want to enjoy some activities and what have you, outdoors across the state. What's going on?
Yes, yeah, so there's a couple events going on mid-January. January 13th to 15th is the Ice Extravaganza in Davenport. It's a free, fun, and family-friendly outdoor winter event featuring more than 36,000 pounds of beautiful ice carvings on display. If you don't want to make the trek out there, they're doing also Facebook Live streaming some of those ice carving demonstrations. Or if you go, you can catch those in person, of course. And no event in Iowa would be an event without a local beer and food. So you'll find that there as well. You know, and you could really make a long weekend of it. That one's January 13th through 15th in Davenport. But just upriver, January 14th through the 15th is Ice Fest. It's an event held at the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium in Dubuque. Visitors can give cross-country skiing and snowshoeing a try, enjoy some sledding on campus, and even order a s'more and hot chocolate.
Some fun things there, too. And I bet that people who take to the outdoors a little bit more instead of complaining about it in the wintertime probably find that the winter actually goes quicker when you embrace it.
I think that's probably true. And I have been told, you know, there's no bad weather, only bad dress, you know, attire. You just need to dress appropriately. So I do think, you know, a couple weeks ago when it was minus something, I'm not sure there's apparel perfect for that. But, you know, 20s, 30s, you can still get out there as long as you dress appropriately and watch the weather, of course.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are familiar with Carhartt and, you know, North Face, things like that. We kind of have a pretty good idea how to keep warm when we need to. But, you know, there
Fire
are... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt. Well, and there are all kinds of different types of activities. You know, you mentioned, you know, some of the outdoor activities in Dubuque, the ice sculptures, things like that in Davenport. There are other types of things like that. But, you know, it's not all just winter style activities. You know, in the Perry area, coming up early February, they do a bike ride every year, which most folks look at as a summer activity.
I know, but they don't care if it's sometimes, and, you know, weather in Iowa is unpredictable at times. So in early February, sometimes they've been biking in inches of snow, and sometimes it's been 50 degrees. You just never really know what you're going to get. But this ride goes 24 miles from Perry to Rippey. So that's why it's called the Burr Ride, bike ride to Rippey. And it's 24 miles round trip. They've got prizes and entertainment. You can also, if you're scared off by the elements, they say just go ahead and rest and relax with delicious food and drinks right there in Perry.
See? Summer activities in the winter. It can be done. In fact, am I seeing this correctly? In February, is in Clear Lake, are they flying kites?
They are. They are indeed on the frozen Clear Lake. I actually attended this event last year. It was my first time, and it was fantastic. It's just they let you walk right out on the ice. They have all these ginormous kites being flown, and it's just a remarkable. It was cold, but I was bundled up appropriately. I was layered appropriately and cautiously walking like a penguin across the lake so I didn't fall. And it was so much fun. And then, of course, you know, shops are open and you can wander around through the beautiful town. Really an interesting take on Clear Lake, which we think of normally as a summer destination, but they are year-round.
Well, and a lot of the places that we look at is some of those resort-type places that folks want to go, maybe with boats and what have you, to be near the water in the summer. They transition to ice in the wintertime. You can do all kinds of different kinds of things. I see up around the Okoboji area, they've got some activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have their annual University of Okoboji Winter Games that's held January 26th through the 29th. Tons of activities around the community. They've got broom ball, flag football, softball, bags tournaments, chili cook-off, a chocolate classic, a polar plunge for those so inclined to jump into the frozen lake, fireworks, and then my favorite is the burning of the greens. Are you familiar with this portion of their event?
I am not.
Okay, so they collect all the Christmas trees, like the live Christmas trees and wreaths, put them in a giant bonfire pile, and set the whole thing aflame.
Okay, that'll get your attention.
Right? And it's nice and warm. So there's no complaints about being outside when you're standing in front of a giant bonfire, right?
There you have it. You bet. Lots of good way to go there. Well, and so many different types of things outdoors. You can find so many things. I know a lot of counties and their conservation departments have different events that they sponsor throughout time as well in the winter and summer, every month of the year. But, you know, if you're just dead set against spending a lot of time outdoors, you know, don't forget, there are a lot of things to see and do in Iowa, and so many of them can be done all year round.
Exactly. We have some fabulous museums, or maybe you just want to get a little getaway. We have great year-round cabins where you can just hunker down. I mean, to me, a wonderful weekend would be reading a book and hanging out inside a cabin would be lovely, or some great historic hotels. And we have the only remaining hotel designed by Frank Lloyd Wright left in the world, but that's up there in Mason City, but lots of great historic properties that would make for a wonderful getaway.
Yeah, I've been to that Frank Lloyd Wright Hotel up there in Mason City. It's very interesting. Also wasn't made for tall people, but there are...
No.
But that's what one of the things that makes it kind of quirky, you know, kind of makes it different. But there are so many things for you to be able to see and do in the state of Iowa. And, you know, with the costs like they are, you know, gas prices up, air travel, as we've seen over the holidays, can be a disaster too at times. And, you know, there are no guarantees when you're trying to make plans and you're trying to go other places. So, you know, if you're looking at ease, if you're looking at the cost of things and wanting to take the family out, maybe for a long weekend just to have some fun, you don't have to go far.
You don't. I mean, you can be, you know, if you go from central Iowa to northeast Iowa, it's an entirely different geography, or western Iowa's beautiful Lutz Hills. Like, you wouldn't even think that was Iowa. You can totally get away from it within our borders.
Yeah, and if you do want to get involved in some of that outdoor activity and stuff, we know we talked about some of those festivals and things that are going on, but there are ski areas here in Iowa if you just want to get out and hit the slopes.
Exactly. There's at least three that I can think of. So we've got, and they're strategically located across the state. So we've got Mount Crescent over there in the Council Bluffs area, Seven Oaks Recreation in Boone that also does snowboarding and tubing and all the skiing, and then Mount Crescent. Oh, sorry. So there was Sundown over there in Dubuque. So lots of opportunities. I believe the one in Sundown has one of the highest mountains to ski in the Midwest.
Very good. So lots of opportunity there, too. So if you want to check out more about some of these opportunities, can we find more information online?
You certainly can. We make it very easy to plan your Iowa vacations by visiting traveliowa.com.
All right. And once we get there, we just do our traveling right there on the computer.
That's right. We make it easy. You can plan your trip. You can actually build your own custom itinerary with all the places you want to go and send it to yourself so you have it and share it with family and friends and get ready to get traveling.
Sure. Jessica, do you get feedback from folks who tell you that they're surprised that they found some of the things that they've been able to find just by looking around the state?
Yes. We did research a few years ago, and we found that people don't have a negative impression of Iowa. They just don't often have one, period. But if we can get them here and they can start to explore the state and see what wonderful things we have, it really makes a difference in their impressions on Iowa.
Yeah, don't let other people form your impression. Go out and experience it yourself.
Exactly.
Very good. All right. Well, check it out. Iowa Tourism. You can find all the information you need online and hit some of those different things that are going on. If you're just looking for a day trip or maybe a long weekend, you can even make a little week-long trip out of it by going point to point and seeing some of the different things there are to find here in the state of Iowa. Winter is not a reason to stop enjoying Iowa. In fact, it's a good reason to get out and see some of the things you don't otherwise. Jessica O'Reilly is Iowa Tourism Communications Manager. Appreciate it very much, Jessica. Enjoy your winter.
Thank you. You too.